Robin, everybody. Long time, no talk. We got a full house on a Monday. We got the Rose Bowl on. We've only watched about 500 sporting events in the last 4 days.
Yeah, what's one more, man?
Yeah.
Sports.
Got stuff to talk about.
Happy New Year.
That too. Mark's here, Maz is here, Joey's here, Jay's here, I'm here. It's the Drew Mike Podcast. The first one for 2017. And we're jam-packed with, well, where do we start?
We can start with the fact that Mazoway celebrated Christmas today.
What do you mean? He's not done with Christmas? You're not done with Christmas yet?
We had Grandma's Christmas today.
Where was Grandma on Christmas?
She was with us, but then she has her own day that we usually go over the day after Christmas or whatever.
But you already had her at your house on Christmas Day,
right?
We did,
but we don't open gifts in front of like all the other family. We have our own day that we do our own thing.
How many total?
It's just Kathy's mom we're talking about.
January 2nd?
Well, usually it's a lot earlier, but we were in Jersey.
So when's New Year's? January 25th?
Yeah, New Year's is coming up. Anyway, we had our little celebration today. So, Merry Christmas.
Okay. What'd you get for Christmas?
I got a ton of Batman stuff this year.
Really?
Tons.
Did you get the book I saw?
I got the book.
Okay.
I got another book. I got an actual Batman. He's about 3.5, almost 4 feet tall that my kids got me. I don't know where they found him. I think Toys R Us or whatever. But he's sitting next to me in my office.
Shopping for dad at the toy store.
That was my most favorite gift of the year.
And what are you going to do with it?
He's going to sit next to me in my office. He's sitting there right now.
That book is good, actually.
Let me show you a picture.
I know, but don't you find that to be a slight waste of space? I know it's cool, but isn't it a slight waste of space?
No.
Or do you like having a bunch of stuff around?
No, I like having Batman there with me.
I don't like a bunch of stuff. I don't know.
Well, it depends on
what the stuff is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Maz and I had a great conversation on New Year's Eve.
Oh, my God.
Stretched into the new year.
It did.
I started.
We almost missed the ball drop.
Yeah. Did you bring up the Woody Hayes punching Charlie Bowman?
Yes.
Okay. For those who. Oh, wow. That is big. What isn't the blue kind of. Why is the blue that light blue?
It's a little lighter.
Can we darken the blue, please?
We can. There it is, Mark. There he is.
Yeah, that blue is off.
I'm complaining about Maz's Batman's color.
You guys make a nice couple, though, you and Batman.
And his bat emblem lights up.
All right.
It's like a bat signal.
Wow.
But I digress. What were you saying?
Well, Mark brought up the, if some people aren't aware of this because you're too young, Woody Hayes ended his career as the Ohio State coach by punching out Charlie Bowman of Clemson after he intercepted Arch Schliester on what turned out to be the play that ended the game, basically, for Ohio State. It was clear as a bell on camera, punched him in the neck area. So anyway, they show that. Well, this is where it started. Mark brought it up. I suddenly remembered seeing it at the time, being a kid. I mean, not a kid, but you know, 20 or so. And I remember thinking that Keith Jackson said nothing about it. Because I'm going, hey, Woody Hayes just punched that guy, and nobody's saying anything. Did it not happen? Because you know how that is.
Of course.
If they don't say it, it's like it didn't happen. So, Maz, you said, oh, no, he covered it. He absolutely covered it.
I remember him saying,
he did a great job.
I said he bemoaned Woody Hayes. I'm like, he said, Woody, you know, that's you know, a bad thing, what you did. I don't remember the exact words that he said, but
you were
I was almost sure of it.
Strong.
I was.
That it was well covered. So
anyway, you said you must be losing your mind.
Yeah, I thought, I immediately thought, you know, I guess I'm the idiot. And then you put up the YouTube.
I had to go back to the video. I found the YouTube video.
I watched the
of the last 5 minutes of the game.
I watched the play. I watched the replay where they froze on Woody punching him.
Yes.
They said nothing.
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing.
I watched the next 5 plays. They said nothing. And I text back to you, wait a second. I just watched it. I saw the replay. I saw 5 plays after. No one said anything. And you said, oh, you got to go to the very end. You didn't go far enough. I'm like, what? So I go further into the YouTube thing where Ara Parsegian says something very nonspecific. Keith said nothing, virtually nothing.
They wanted to know what happened because there was a personal foul flag thrown on the play, and no one knew what happened, although we all knew it was the punch.
We punched him right in the camera, and then you started saying, well, they didn't have spotters then, there was no digital media.
He started blaming it on the truck.
I did.
Yeah, you said there's no social media back then. I'm like, he punched him right on the camera, and they showed a replay, and he punched him. They froze on the punch, and I'm like, and anyway, finally, after about 20 minutes of arguing and me watching the YouTube thing twice, Matt says, oh, I guess you're right. What the hell was that?
I'm trying to find the video right now, but I have to say, Keith never said a word about it. But you defended him. I did.
For literally a half an hour.
I'm going to try to play it here for everybody.
Here, plug it into this.
What am I plugging?
I don't even know what the point is of playing this.
To make Tom happy, I suppose.
I'm going to skip. Remember how I told you to skip it to the end?
Right, but that was 5 minutes later. The game was over after the interception. I would guess half the audience left the broadcast.
I know. He had already been fired by the time Keith said something.
Okay, tune this up there, Jay. Here comes the play.
24-yard line, third down, 5. Schlichter looks at Donnelly. Throws it short. It's intercepted. Charlie Bauman, the middle guard, intercepted it. Schlichter looked into the middle of the short man, and he threw it right in Bauman's hands. The first turnover by Ohio State.
He's had to have punched him by now, right?
Oh, he did.
Oh, yeah.
There's a brawl now. Listen, Hickey.
The officials buried
it. Totally lost.
Oh, come on now. Quiet down, folks.
What?
No, the coach just punched a player. The biggest news of college football just happened, and you've said nothing.
They're showing Woody. They're holding him back.
Some more breaking out, so we've got a free-for-all going on down on the field with a dozen or so people involved in it.
Did you watch this, by the way, Mark?
I've seen it, yeah.
How could he not say something?
He must have missed it. I don't know.
Both those guys? We're watching the screen when the coach of Ohio State punched
somebody.
A player.
I know. Well, that's pretty embarrassing when everybody watching the game has seen it.
And then the replay freezes on Woody Hayes' arm.
Or his
neck. And they still say nothing.
Tune it up here as they're walking off the field here, Jay.
They're walking off the field. Yeah. Are you making excuses for him still?
There you have it.
This is it. Watch.
The game is over. The Clemson Tigers have defeated the Ohio State Buckeyes by a score of 17-15. And the security people now will just double up, trying to keep everybody in the stands as the two teams go out into take each other's hand, and Woody Hayes is leaving. And the official declaration of the flag thrown against Woody Hayes was he was on the playing surface where he's not supposed to be.
No, he wasn't.
He punched a player
on the playing surface.
Imagine there were some sharp words exchanged as well, but I wasn't down there to hear them, so I don't know.
You idiot, it was on the screen. He punched him in front of your face.
There you go.
Tom, that's pretty bad.
He said nothing.
But in the argument between
you two. That's at the end of the game.
The argument between you two was hilarious because Tom would give no inch.
I know, and I'm like, I watched it. I watched five plays after. I'm like, I still hear nothing, and you say you didn't go far enough. And I'm like, I didn't go far enough? What are you talking about?
I wanted you to hear what he said at the end of the game, which you just
said. He
said
nothing.
There you go.
It's fun when you guys have your little arguments, and I get to follow along.
But why did you want me to catch what happened at the end?
Because I wanted you to hear that he actually did say what happened.
He didn't say Woody Hayes punched Charlie Bauman.
No one alerted him to that. No one told
him. It was on the screen. It was right in front of him. It was right at the end of the play.
I know, Drew. You and I, and we all saw it. I get it.
That's his job. He's the play-by-play guy.
But when you do play-by-play, Mark, help me here.
He should have seen it on the replay at least.
But if he didn't see it, the play-by-play guy's job is to do the game.
He should be fired.
His color analyst is the guy that's supposed to pick up all the other stuff. The guy in the truck that says, camera four, camera three.
Now, I will say it's pretty sad a producer did not alert him to it if he's going.
How do you know he didn't? We don't know that he didn't.
You're right, if he's going to miss it.
I think if he missed it that badly, he should be fired. Something. I think he chose not to say something. That's my personal opinion.
I believe Mark Keith Jackson was not fired.
He should have been fired because he said nothing. He missed the biggest play of the entire decade in college football. Possibly.
Yeah, he did.
Possibly.
He did miss it.
He missed the replay. He's not watching the replay either. How do you miss it twice?
I would never expect Arrow to say something just because it's another coach.
But it don't matter.
Probably.
If we watched it, they watched it.
Why are you defending Keith Jackson? You're still defending him.
This is really the most interesting thing about it is that he's defending Keith Jackson.
I'm defending one of the greatest play-by-play guys of all time.
Who missed the biggest play of the entire year.
Yeah, if it was Al Michaels, you'd be all over him for not mentioning it.
Al Michaels has Malibu Kelly Hayes to talk in his ear and tell him what the hell's going on.
How do you know Keith doesn't have somebody of equal ilk to...
Where were those guys to help Keith?
I personally believe they said something. because I don't know how you could have possibly missed that twice, first of all.
Not only does Tom not like Al Michaels, he doesn't like his producer who talks to him.
I don't like any. Drew Esikoff. I don't like any of those NBC guys.
Why?
Because I don't like them. Well, they're Al Michaels boys. I don't like them. And we get Al Michaels again on Saturday.
See, I don't think Al's the best.
He sucks.
He doesn't suck. I love Collinsworth.
I have no problem with him.
Collinsworth is great.
Collinsworth does a great job.
Anyway, that was a 1978 Gator Bowl, and Woody Hayes punching the kid.
You'd never know.
You never would know. Watching the broadcast back then, you wouldn't have known. But we did. Keith didn't. He missed it.
And now you know that he didn't say anything. Apparently,
yes, I do.
He thought he did.
So Drew and I were texting probably right up to the ball dropping. And past the ball dropping.
I couldn't believe you would not give in after watching YouTube. I'm like, wait a second. What am I? Am I crazy? I really thought I was losing my mind.
And then when
you brought up social media and his producer and all that, I'm like, what, social media?
Well, they wouldn't have missed it now, obviously. Everybody would be on it. Every one of us would be writing on Twitter, look what happened.
Except that I think he chose to say nothing. I think he freaked out. I do. I think he didn't believe his eyes.
I wish we could talk to Keith. I really do. I wish we could talk to Keith.
I'm kind of blown away that no one...
I'd have his number, actually.
I'd love to call him and ask him.
Can somebody look up...
I know he's probably a curmudgeon and all of that now, but, you know, I'd probably still love to call him.
Is he still alive?
Yeah, he is.
Just kidding.
So, somehow I feel like history has ignored the fact that he ignored this.
He's probably at the Rose Bowl today, isn't he? Isn't he like permanently at the Rose Bowl?
The other day, Bob Greasy, did you see him step in on the Michigan broadcast?
Mr. Bob Greasy.
Hilarious.
Mm-hmm. And did he talk about
a shitty remark he said to his kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanked him for the tickets.
You don't thank me for
a lot of things you probably should have thanked me for. Brian also tried to shake his hand when he came in, and he like pushed him away. It's really weird.
Bob's a grouch. He is. There's no question about it. But Bob said, I just had lunch with Keith Jackson. So Keith has got to be still doing pretty well. He had lunch.
He ate a meal.
It
was encouraging.
Did Bob feed it to him? Did he go out to a restaurant? I mean, there's a lot of things that need to be answered.
Oh, my God. Another thing. You remember John Robinson? He used to coach USC, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, John Robinson.
Big John Robinson.
And Keith Jackson were like big buddies when they were at USC because Keith did all the games. Yep, he loved them. So the day he left to go to the Rams.
Jordan Body left.
Remember he quit to go to the Rams?
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Keith Jackson on TV said, Johnny, you lied to me. I'll never forget that. John Robinson never told him that he was never going to leave USC. And the day after he leaves, Keith Jackson had him on again. Johnny, you lied to me.
He probably took it real personal, didn't he?
You know he did.
Yeah,
so
he lied to him.
Oh, come on.
It's another coaching, you know, friend. Or maybe Woody Hayes was a friend of his as well.
I feel like Keith Jackson is always doing play-by-play everywhere he goes. I feel like he has no personality outside of play-by-play.
No, he really doesn't.
I really don't. I mean, I don't know that. I don't know anything about him.
That's called
Keith. Anything about him
besides him doing play-by-play?
No. What else is there?
I've seen him interview.
He had lunch.
He had lunch with Mr. Bob Greasy.
Forget. He was the original.
Did you find Greasy?
The original play-by-play man of Monday Night Football.
That's true.
The original.
Jay located the number off the contact, so we can call him.
Oh,
Keith?
That's great.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. Although I bet you anything he's at the Rose Bowl. I mean, if he's having lunch.
He'll pick up his cell phone if he's at the
It's early. It's only 3:42.
Whoa, Nelly.
That's how he answers the phone. Yeah, yes, and diddy-do.
Those big old purple helmets.
If you do get him, Drew, but ask him about Woody really quick.
Well, that's the whole point of calling.
He loves talking about it.
And lunch.
Even though he wouldn't talk about
it.
Ask him about
Bob Greasy. What did Bob buy him for lunch the other day?
Mr. Bob Greasy.
All right.
Speaking of watching videos and text arguments, did you ever watch the new Michigan commercial?
Aren't they the leaders of the
I did
the
not
best,
watch
Mark?
The new Michigan commercial. Oh, my God.
That was funny. You two going at each other the other night was funny.
Why did I get in the middle of all this bullshit?
I don't know, because you walked right into it.
I did not walk into it.
I should read some of the text between you and Mark.
Anytime you made a point, I just responded with, what's the new tagline in the commercial? Forever.
Valiant.
Valiant.
Always leading, forever valiant.
And Drew it right. And always wanting to tell you how valiant they are.
But what made
always smug.
Always smug.
Always bragging.
What made me laugh is the Michigan Daily wrote an article about the commercial. And this is the new, it's Michigan's bicentennial.
They write articles about commercials about themselves?
Oh, yeah. You know, the university spends money. Oh, my God. It's 200 years old. Happy bicentennial, University of Michigan.
This year, also, a 17?
17, yep. Nice. That's why it aired during the Orange Bowl. So they write an article about how people loved it, except for this one professor wrote, 200 years of subtly implying that your alma mater is déclassé. Is that not the most
déclassé?
Like Michigan response to something Jeez. You don't like?
That was a big win in the Orange Bowl, too. Big win. They had a great fourth quarter.
Tom.
They had a great fourth quarter.
I mean, Tom.
That's all I looked at. I looked at that fourth quarter.
If you want moral victories.
They did play a hell of a fourth quarter.
It was a great game. I mean,
Spate was really good. Spate.
Spate, yeah.
I'm sorry, Spate.
He made that comeback, and I got to tell you, I didn't think he could complete a pass.
He got the crap beat out of him. He did
get beat up.
Holy God.
But you know, for him to rally them to come back, that was pretty amazing. And the fact that guy who didn't even want to return that kick returned it 66
freshman,
yards.
True freshman.
Holy shit. And who's number 29 that had him wrapped up?
That's Glasgow. That's the youngest.
Oh, who's the guy that threw himself at him?
29.
Was that 29 or
white 10? Guy, right?
Yeah, white guy. Yeah.
Glasgow.
He had him wrapped up.
He's been a stud on special teams all year.
And he just shed him, and on he went. And if who tackled the cornerback? Tackle him.
Jordan Lewis?
Jordan Lewis tackled him.
He had a bad day.
Well, I mean,
he got toasted.
This is why I love college football better than the NFL, is weird things like that happen. You know? I mean, that's so bizarre.
Yeah, it was a great, I mean, it was an exciting game. Everything about that game was exciting.
Don't get me wrong, it sucked. It bummed me out, but what a weird play.
Right down to the 2-point conversion. I mean, the kick is blocked and they run it back, and it's like, wow, if they can just get downfield and kick a field goal, they'll win this freaking game after all this, after, you know, the kickoff return and. And
wow,
Jim Harbaugh not calling time.
I was very proud of them. I was so proud of them.
I know, but they didn't win. I mean, it's not a victory.
I don't like them. I didn't like Michigan.
You know, I would feel the same way you do, Tom, except that Michigan in recent years, and even going back to Lloyd, has kind of a history of not getting it done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's beating Ohio State, beating Michigan State. Oh, they beat them this year. That was step one, I think. And I know after the Ohio State, when we talked to Spath,
Michigan State team.
What's that? Yeah,
3-9,
not a good team. But you know, after the Ohio State game, I sort of felt I was kind of saying what Tom was saying, and Spath said, "No, I'm just sick of them losing Ohio State. Whatever it is they have to do to win, they need to do it." And I sort of felt that way about the Orange Bowl. Was it was just another sort of disappointing?
They're just
game.
They're not there yet. I think they're still a step away.
Now they're going to start over again. 18 guys leaving a team. I mean, that's...
Yeah, but a lot. 18 freshmen played today or played this year.
I know. I do love, from what I know, the class that he's brought in.
Yeah.
And I really have such a trust in this guy.
And clearly...
I really do.
Clearly, Jabril Peppers has to come back next year to prove everybody wrong. That
he never played in a bowl game.
What are the odds?
Never played in a bowl game.
Yeah, he did.
Of Jabril Peppers coming back?
Yeah.
Zero coming back.
Zero.
Nothing.
No way.
Zero.
No way.
No.
And it should be zero. He should go pro.
How about Jake Butt getting drafted in the first round? What are the odds?
Zero.
On that?
Not good.
Really?
How bad is he hurt, by the way?
A torn ACL.
A torn ACL. Yeah.
Boy. I think he has a $2 million policy, right?
Darren Rovell tweeted that out like immediately.
So I don't understand. If these guys have multi-million dollar insurance policies, why are they worried about playing in these games?
Well, you have insurance on your car. Would you rather not get in a crash?
Of course. But, I mean, no, having insurance makes me feel comfortable driving.
Your boy McCaffrey not playing was a disgrace.
Why?
That's a disgrace.
If I was him, I wouldn't have played.
Why?
You know
then
what?
Don't play all year then.
Here's what I say. If that's okay.
You're right, but he can't go pro yet.
If that's okay, then I say, you know what? When you lose your second or third game, just stop playing.
Sure.
Because if it's only you win the championship or don't get hurt, then fuck it. Just why not skip the last five
why
or
not?
Six
Muscles,
games?
Why
Mr.
not?
Muscles, play the damn game. You work out all year. You practice. Play the damn game.
What about the team?
Down. You're letting your teammates down.
Exactly. But apparently the team.
I don't want that guy on my team.
So much.
I don't.
That's fine. Don't. But if you were him, you wouldn't do that?
No, I'd play. You're damn right I'd play.
Considering he's been injured, too?
I don't care.
Which guy? McCaffrey?
Yeah.
He had 6 weeks off. I don't know. I think we have some scary time.
You know what? I like
his
dad.
Ed
McCaffrey, former New York Giant.
Maybe if you paid them what they're worth and they
that's part of the problem.
Job.
It's a business. It's not.
Of course.
I mean, 99% of those guys are never going to play 1 minute of pro football, but it's still a business. It's still all about the money. That's all anybody gives a shit about other than the players themselves. And for those 1% of the players, maybe they care a little more about the money than Well, actually, it's more than 1% because a lot of them think they're going to make it out of high school.
What's the score right now of the Rose Bowl?
27-14.
Partial score.
Partial score, 27-14, USC right now in a second quarter.
Put that puzzle together tomorrow when you hear the final.
And don't forget Western Michigan was valiant today. Got down late. Got down
always
early.
Always leading, forever valiant.
Got down early.
Forever leading, always valiant.
But they finished.
Please.
They did wind up losing to Wisconsin. Only the third Big Ten win of the bowl season. Wisconsin.
And that, I thought that would be an easy win. You saw the first two series, Wisconsin, just huge holes to run through. And somehow, Western,
rode the boat.
I did not think
got
they
the
could.
Boat back on the water.
You know, I really hate that expression.
I understand, by the way.
I do too.
Because, it, like, after the game today, it was like, what's the headline tomorrow? Oh, the boat drowned.
No, it. You know, Tony Paul had it.
The boat sinks.
The boat took on a little water, but we hung in there.
I think it's boat docked was Tony Paul's headline, which made me laugh. It's pretty funny.
I mean, it's great when you're winning, but it just, first of all, rowing the boat, what does that have to do with football anyway?
What does it have to do with the Broncos?
Nothing.
It's a way of life. That's it's a mantra for life.
You don't like that guy?
Oh, I love PJ.
You like him.
You mean the next head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers?
Is that who it's going to be? You think Tracy Clays is going to be gone?
He should be gone. He's not very good. He's only there because Jerry Kill, you know, quit.
He helped us last year on Halloween night.
Jerry Kill, who quit, and now has a new job already.
Hey, someone wanted to mention about the
offensive
Michigan game.
Coordinator for Rutgers,
Jerry Kill.
Yeah, yeah.
I just briefly brought it up. Was and you and I talked about it. We talked about it during the game. In fact, I was texting with four or five people during the game. Everybody was texting wildly when Michigan was on defense to take timeout, call timeout,
yeah,
call timeout.
Oh, at the end, yeah.
And mm-hmm. and then on Saturday, I'm reading the paper. Not one word was written about it. It appeared no one asked about it.
Yeah, no one asked him.
I asked somebody who talked to one of the writers who said, oh, well, there was, you know, so much about Peppers and Butt that, you know, it just wasn't time for it. I'm like, that was one of the biggest strategic things in that game.
Yep.
Why would
he let the clock go?
And
I mismanaged that.
I'm thinking that maybe people are a little afraid to ask questions about strategy.
No, well, if that's the case, Jim Harbaugh
is so, you know, highest paid guy.
That's the case. That's ridiculous.
Coach. It is ridiculous. It's pathetic. In fact, I'm kind of down on the writers if they didn't. I'm hoping somebody did.
I mean, I'd be afraid to ask Nick Saban a question more than I'd be afraid to ask Jim Harbaugh a question.
Nick Saban would
tell you to go to hell. Basically,
the fact is, you might.
You know,
I wonder if Nick Saban did the same thing if they wouldn't ask him that question. That's interesting because he's a bastard.
Yeah,
definitely.
How about Jim Caldwell? He doesn't answer any damn questions.
Jim Caldwell hates the Detroit media. When he screws up his timeouts before halftime, they'll ask him about it. They will.
He holds on to every timeout now. He didn't want to throw the red flag last night when it was a blatant 1 yard miss mark, and finally he did throw it. And of course he wasn't docked the timeout. But these guys that don't like to answer questions or treat the media, treat the reporters poorly. I mean, take a class, Mark. Take a PR class.
Dale Carnegie.
Man. Take a class. Answer the damn question. That's their
job.
When
I make a mistake, I have 8 different people coming by to tell me about it.
Peter Gibbons doesn't care.
I think this beating up the media thing is really stupid. People are just doing their jobs. They're just asking the questions all the fans want to ask.
Right.
That's all. But when they don't do their job, I feel sort of – because I wanted to see what he said. I don't know what he was going to say. Knowing him,
he probably wouldn't have given
– Okay, I'm getting a call from San Francisco.
Answer.
Let's see who it is.
I bet you it's the Arnold guy again.
Hey. Let me answer this.
Want me to answer?
Stupid question.
Answer. With the plug
answer,
in
answer, yeah, go.
Hello?
In speakerphone.
Hello?
Next caller, what's your question?
Can we not pot him up, Jay?
It's him again.
Who?
It's Arnold.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So who's doing it?
For my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn spine.
Who's doing this? Who are you?
I'm getting all these calls from Arnold.
Mark's getting them too.
Who we love.
Yeah, it's really freaking somebody out.
Why?
If you want to fuck
it's a joke.
First, I would like to just get to know you.
Tonight is the
appearance. How are you?
Tonight is The Apprentice.
That's right, and The Bachelor.
Yeah.
Good morning. Detective
John Kimball.
Hi, John.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Hello, detective.
I'm just playing back to him.
Stop it.
Hi.
Stop whining.
Jay's winning the drop battle.
Who is your daddy?
I'm in the house.
But I hope
you
live enough
son of a bitch.
Because I'm going to ram it into your stomach and break your goddamn
spine.
Caillou.
Fuck you, asshole.
So, whoever it is still playing.
Yeah, they're going back and forth with us. He's off. He gave up.
What the bleep
that's
was
the
that?
That's the fourth Arnold call I've gotten in the last week. The fourth. From different numbers. One was an L.A. number. This was a San Fran number.
Well, they're changing the number.
Yeah, they
changed the
number.
I'm trying to figure out who. Okay, because it's you and Mark.
Yeah, they only have your two.
That's a real. That limits the field.
Mm-hmm.
Big time. I think Maz's number is available, but yours isn't.
It's not this number, though.
Oh, it's home?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think that's why it's freaking someone out.
Are you on
whatever.
Spokio?
Oh, it's harmless.
And then somebody else is walking around going, why that voice on there? Why that voice on there?
I don't mind. I'll talk to Arnold anytime they want to call.
Back to Harbaugh, I still think the biggest coaching mistake he made in that game was kicking it on fourth and goal.
I don't think that was the biggest, but that was
I think it was the biggest.
He should have went for it. It's a bowl game. What do you got to lose?
Yeah, I was surprised.
Well, the math, regardless of it, the math weighs out based on expected points. He should have gone for it.
It just didn't seem like Harbaugh to me.
But it was so early.
It strike me as he seems like the kind of guy that would just go.
You're playing with house money. They shouldn't have been on the one.
For sure.
Go for it. You know,
right. You're supposed to score seven there.
Yeah.
Scoring three there is a big letdown anyway.
Pointless. Yeah.
That was a crazy game, though. To think Michigan had a chance to win at the end seems so insane.
They led.
Like they got killed in that game.
If they kept playing that game, they would have beaten the daylights out of Florida State. If they kept playing that game. That's how much they took it
over. How long do you want the course to be then?
Play another
15
minutes.
You say this all the time.
Yeah.
You know what? If they would have ended it early, they would have won, too.
Well, Dalvin Cook, you know.
If they would have ended it even earlier than that, they would have lost.
That's why I didn't want it to end early. I wanted to keep going.
If they played another 10 minutes, Dalvin Cook might have run for 70 yards again,
if
too.
We don't tackle him. You're right.
Yeah.
And that play, that third and 22.
Those missed tackles, a murder.
Well,
murder.
That play really showed how big missing Jabril Peppers was, because the backup, is it Materalis? I can't think of his name.
14.
Was totally out of position.
It's not
that.
Peppers.
Yeah. So.
Cook is a hell of a back, though. God, yeah. He just runs through
people. Would he be a good Lion?
Oh, my God.
Not in the first round.
Great Lion.
I don't drafted him in the first round.
No?
No.
How about Ezekiel Elliott? Would you like to have
him? I'd rather have Leonard Fournette.
I'm just asking, would you rather have Ezekiel Elliott, or you didn't want to draft him?
I think I might take Dalvin Cook in the first round.
Exactly.
I think he's that good.
Really?
Taking a running back in the first round, that's done now. If there's a great running back, you take him in the first round.
Well, Elliott is the guy who just – because that's all I've been hearing last year. Oh, backs are a dime a dozen. Well, that guy's not a dime
a
dozen.
They're a dime a dozen.
He is not a dime a dozen.
Do you think the Rams are still elated with Gurley? I mean, Gurley had a pretty crappy year.
He had a great first year.
They had nothing. They had no quarterback, Mark.
So what happened to Gurley, by the way? What's up with him?
He's still in L.A. They just don't have an offensive line more than anything.
I mean, what did he do this year? Rush for
nothing.
Garbage.
800 yards?
Garbage.
500 yards?
I don't even know if he got that.
Really?
Yeah.
He
lose his job?
Now, did you hear Jeff Fisher might wind up going there?
Wait, he was their coach.
Not Jeff Fisher. What's his name? From New Orleans.
Oh,
Sean Payton?
Payton. Supposedly the deal is he'd go there and they'd give compensation back to the Rams.
Why does somebody want Sean Payton that bad after 3-7-9 years in a row?
Yeah, I don't know why you would want
to. I'm just saying, that's the hot name to L.A.
Wouldn't you rather roll the dice with somebody different and somebody new?
You know, I don't give a shit about Sean Payton or that job. I'm just want to talk about the Lions. What is up with the Lions? We knew they would lose all three of those games. We know they'll lose to Seattle. Mm-hmm. They have no stars on this team besides
Stafford.
Let me
say this in their defense. They were picked to win 5-6 games by most of the experts this year.
Yeah.
They beat the teams they should.
They beat the teams they should, and they're in the playoffs. They're one of 12 teams to make it. Now, am I happy? No, I'm not happy because they had a chance to win the
I can't really criticize
the division.
Them, I don't
but
think
you
they
can't really kill them.
I don't think they should have really won those last three games. They were better teams. And Seattle's a better team, and they lose to better teams. They don't upset people.
And the Giants, they missed that fumble in the end zone, and then the Giants fumbled in their end zone, and the Lions didn't get that. I mean, that's the game there.
How many comeback wins do they have in the fourth
Eight.
Quarter? Okay. Now, couldn't have those gone either way, pretty much?
They could.
They're a 6-10 team that got lucky.
No, they didn't have a running back. You miss Amir Abdullah in the beginning of the year. Then you lose
Tom
Theoretic at the end of the year.
I don't care, though.
No Calvin Johnson this year.
Every team is decimated by injuries in the NFL. It's just the way it goes.
No, what's his name? 54 for most of the year.
DeAndre Levy.
90% of the
year. Amir Abdullah's not that special anyway.
Yeah, honestly. He was going to be. Really. He was going to be all right.
I don't really think so either.
You didn't like him in the beginning of the year?
He's okay. I think he's okay.
I'd rather have Theoretic playing back there.
How about both of them? Nope. That's what they would have had.
The same guy.
No, it's not the same guy.
We got to take a break here to call Rich Meyer from the Upper Peninsula Bigfoot Sasquatch Research Organization. If you if you're reading the Free Press,
can't we
27th?
Can we go over the Lions 2017 schedule when we're done with that?
No, I don't care about their schedule.
I have the new schedule.
We don't care.
Okay, their it's not the Pistons schedule. It's their
It's slightly higher on the register than the Pistons schedule. But
what do we got at half here before we say goodbye?
Did they just miss a field goal?
Yeah.
Who did? USC or Penn State? It's 27-21, I believe. Right? 27-21?
Yeah.
27-21 at the half.
Gurley rushed for 885 yards this year.
885?
Yeah.
Okay. How many yards per carry?
They were ugly yards.
Let me look deeper into that.
I don't think he's a bust or anything.
3.2.
Wow.
Garbage.
3.2.
Anyway, Rich Meyer is ahead of this UP Bigfoot Sasquatch Research Organization, and they believe Sasquatch is in the UP. And they're out there in the woods. It sounds like they're out there often enough that they actually run into each other because there's a way to signal for Sasquatch, which is by hitting trees with stone with sticks.
Really?
And apparently when they do it, they hear other people doing it, and apparently there are other people looking for Sasquatch.
Not the jerky?
Not Sasquatch.
Not the jerky?
No.
What's the jerky?
What's that commercial where they get Sasquatch?
Jack Lynx.
Jack Lynx. Jack Lynx.
That's what Sasquatch likes to eat?
That's what he likes to eat, yeah.
Yeah, I don't think they... I think they're a little more serious in their research than that.
Okay.
I don't think they go by commercial.
We'll ask them.
But Sasquatch has been all over the place.
Yeah, I didn't think he was in Michigan.
Well, Stan Johnson was in Oregon.
Pacific Northwest,
yeah. He thought he was in the Pacific Northwest, and I think most people thought that. And then he's been in the Southeast. I mean, he's been sighted
in Florida. That's why he's called the skunk ape.
Yeah. But Sasquatch, reading up on him, apparently the one thing that no one disagrees about Sasquatch is that he stinks.
Oh, yeah. Total slob.
He's got size 24 feet, I think.
Oh, you know what that means.
Well, yeah, of course.
Huge.
He's right, 9 to 12 feet tall.
Tom's already in his phone. He's bored of it.
Maz, what were you looking up on your phone? What were you looking up?
I was trying to go to the website you were talking about. But I won't. I won't touch my phone anymore when I'm with you guys.
Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to put it away.
Sasquatch.
What's this? I'm never going to see my phone again. My phone is gone.
Is that the most mad I've ever made you? Because I made
you
really angry.
You know why? Because Drew busts my balls.
I know. That's why I said it.
Because you look at your phone all the time.
I'm not interested in, I go on my phone.
You do.
But what do you got? I do. But I'm looking up stories. I'm looking up stuff. I'm not talking to people.
But I think it's because you're usually bored with the subject matter.
No, I'm trying to find out more about it.
Okay.
Sorry, Tom.
Jeez. Rich Meyer. Oh, Maz is setting things on fire now.
How old is this guy that's running this thing?
I don't know how old Rich is.
I wanted to know what part of the UP he was from.
Hello.
Is this Rich?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Rich. It's Drew and Mark and Maz calling from the Drew and Mike podcast. How you doing?
Good.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you guys.
All right. How's the Sasquatch search going?
It's going. It's a little cold right now, but other than that, it's going good.
I got to wonder, I've heard about, we were just talking about this, Bigfoot always seems to be, we used to talk to a guy in Oregon who swore he was in the Pacific Northwest, then we heard he was in the Southeast, and I have heard, you know, the Great Lakes area mentioned for Bigfoot, but really more the other places. What makes you so certain, or what makes you think he's in the UP?
The UP is a perfect spot for anything to hide. We don't have the population that other parts of the state do.
Is he trying to hide? I mean, do we know that?
Yeah, he doesn't like cameras. Remember from Stan?
Is that true?
Mm-hmm. With the way the Bigfoots react around people, and as elusive as they are, and as long as it's been taking for anyone to get good, solid evidence, you have to assume that they don't like people that much.
But wait, you say the way they react to people. So have people actually come across them, but they didn't have a camera on them to say, you know, to document it?
Right. When you've got campers that have had small rocks thrown and tents pushed on,
what a
campsites Bigfoot, raided in the middle of the night.
Bigfoot has been known to do stuff like that?
Yes.
So he's also a total ass.
He's a jerk.
Right?
Or he's threatened. He's threatened.
Right.
Just to throw Rich, what's rocks.
What's your background? You know, I'm just curious because you've taken this on, so I assume you have some background in something related.
My my background is actually totally unrelated to Bigfoot, other than as a kid, I grew up in the woods every weekend. Well, anytime we got a chance with my dad.
Oh, cool.
Okay. I hunted and fished all over the state, everywhere from Saginaw all the way through the UP.
Did you study forestry or something like that?
No, I actually have a degree in climate control technology.
Oh, wow. That's close enough.
Interesting.
Now, how do you...
climate control.
How is the UPBSRO funded?
Everything's funded out of my pocket, pretty much. We are completely volunteer organization.
Wow. And how much have you spent in the search for Bigfoot? Is it a significant amount of money?
Honestly, I'm probably only into it around $1,000 or so in the 4 years I've been doing it. But I don't have any of the high-tech equipment yet.
How about the Jack Lynx jerky?
Oh, Tom.
The Jack Lynx jerky?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all just part of the food that you take on a regular camping trip.
There you go. You've seen those commercials. So, I'm taking it, right?
Yeah, we've seen them.
All right.
Do you think they were mocking Bigfoot, or did you find that funny?
I find it funny. You can't take yourself too seriously when you're doing this kind of research.
That's good to hear.
Now, usually when tracking an animal, you know, you look for leaves or branches that are bent. I mean, do you see anything like that, or have you come across his feces at all?
I haven't come across anything that I can say 100% is Bigfoot feces.
Hey, why?
Wait, 100%?
Right. I've come across
feces
tracks. We've come across feces, but not seeing who left it there, you can't tell whose it is.
How do you test that? I mean, you can't really do DNA.
DNA and feces?
But there's DNA. I mean, there's skin. But there's no...
You're going to get somebody's feces for DNA.
But you have no DNA makeup of Sasquatch to market with. So I don't know how you test to see if it's Sasquatch. Is it like by scent? I mean, because we know he stinks.
Right. If you were going to test it to see if it was Sasquatch, you would have to find the end that came out first. So you'd have to know how it dropped onto the ground.
Well, you just test
both
ends.
So they could get the epithelial off of it to test it, but then it's going to come back as unknown.
What is the first end have? The second
or unknown primate.
Yeah, wait. What does the first part of it have to do with?
Because it's going to, as it comes out, is when it's going to pull the epithelials from the skin off.
That's where the DNA is. I thought you meant like maybe because he's 8 feet tall, like it'd be like the splatter would be a greater, you know, dispersion amongst the site. But we don't know. We don't know if he like squats really low or goes from a tree or whatever.
He's a biped.
You.
I mean,
yeah,
right.
He's a biped, correct?
Bigfoot is mostly biped, is how everyone has seen him.
I love that term.
Any of your account,
use it. I just wanted to say biped.
What part of the UP are you out, Rich?
I am in Hermansville, over between Escanaba and Iron Mountain.
That ring a bell, Tom?
Yeah.
Have you spent time there?
Yeah, yeah. Hermansville's place up there.
Hermansville. Yeah.
Do you know Tom? I mean, Iron Mountain's right there.
Do you know nobody from my high school is allowed to go to Iron Mountain? They banned us from the city of Iron Mountain.
Why?
When our high school beat them in high school basketball in 1991, they thought our fans were so rude that they wrote a letter and said, "We're not invited to Iron Mountain ever."
Did you know that, Rich?
I hadn't heard that. What school was it that beat them?
Ann Arbor Gabriel Richard.
Okay.
You ever heard of those, you ever heard of those obnoxious pricks?
Back when Todd Lindemann was on their
team. Are they obnoxious too, Drew?
I have heard of them. I'm originally from Saginaw. I went to Swan Valley.
Well,
bring it.
Hey, Rich, getting back to Bigfoot, unless you guys want to go on. I keep reading about how bad Bigfoot just stinks. I mean, apparently he is just so pungent, and it's horrifying. Why does Bigfoot stink so bad? I mean, there's a million animals out there, and I suppose they all can smell, but this guy just stinks.
Do any of you hunt at all?
Hunt?
No.
Not really. Not many hunters around here. Not in this room.
Unless Jay does. Most people that have hunted have experienced coming across a bear in the woods.
Yeah.
And bears are very greasy. It's part of the way they're made. Bears have a smell to them.
Hmm. Yes.
So you would have to assume that a Bigfoot is going to have some type of grease or secretion on its skin to help with warmth.
Gross, like sebum.
Ugh. Yep. Barely so it would kick some ass. It would Yay. Then start to smell after a while.
Wow. Well, and now how do you? I was reading the story in the Free Press. Which what, did you think it was a good story? By the way,
I did.
The big story.
It
yeah.
brought us a lot of attention recently.
Yeah, it seemed like a pretty fair story. Anyway, they were talking about how you. What do you do to roust Bigfoot or to try to get his attention? You hit the tree with a stick.
We do howls. We do whoops. We do calls. We also do tree knocks. Usually, I use an axe handle.
That'd be a tree knock, I think. Mm-hmm. Okay.
What kind of calls?
Whoops.
Whoops and howls.
And what about the feelings that Bigfoot leaves, like strange, the way he sets sticks up? He has a, yep. sort of a way of, it seems
stick
so weird to me.
And arches.
Yeah, why does Bigfoot do that, or why is it believed that Bigfoot does that?
There's, if you talk to different Indian tribes, throughout history, they've bent trees, and then between tribes, they would know, okay, there's been a family of four that came through here. We're assuming that the Bigfoots are doing the same thing. They leave arches to show different pathways. They leave stick structures as either as bigger ones would be shelters, smaller ones would be like road signs.
Now Sasquatch is fearful of people, but aren't you scared that maybe the calls drive him away? Maybe he's like, oh my God, that's a
what's
human.
What's up with Sasquatch?
That's a human impersonating me. I'm out of here.
Right, that's a very good possibility. Thank and you. we've had what we assume that to happen, where you're getting some action, you're getting wood knocks back and forth between two different groups, and you can hear them, and then you'll try to knock back or you'll try a howl, and then everything just goes quiet, and it kills your night.
Oh. Yeah, it's always the knock back is always another group looking for Bigfoot, right?
Sometimes it has been. I'm not gonna say, oh no, every time it's Bigfoot. No, it's every once in a while you run into another group out there or another person out there that's doing it.
It seems like if this guy's out there, he's ridiculously elusive. Now, he's like 9 to 12 feet tall, right?
Yeah, well,
he's a biped.
Six and a half to 9 feet tall.
Oh, 6.5 to 9.
Six and a half to 9 feet.
Okay,
yeah.
He's got size 24 feet or something like that.
Like Bob Lanier.
He's ridiculous. Yeah, he's got bigger feet than Bob Lanier. And for some reason, no one can ever see him. Why? How is this guy so elusive? I mean, is he camo colored or something?
Well, it's not so much that no one can see him because there's been sightings. There's been people that have had almost face to face sightings. They've been caught looking through windows. The problem comes in. Everybody's like, well, with all these cameras, you've got to be able to get a good picture of it. Well,
why are the pictures always grainy? They're always grainy.
Well, here's the thing. If you walk through your neighborhood, right. And when a squirrel runs across the road in front of you, try and pull your phone out and get a picture in the first 5 seconds.
Oh, wait till he stops.
No, but if I sat by the side of the road with my phone trained on it, I'm sure I could get a picture of him.
Right.
Or
and
video.
When you're.
Is Bigfoot fast? Is that what you're saying?
I mean, if I'm walking in the woods and Bigfoot walked by, I might not get a video of him, but if I was out there hunting him and waiting for him, I think I might be able to.
Are you saying
he's, if you had a good idea where he was going to come in at, if he could come in from anywhere, your chances are a little slimmer.
All right, Rich, are you acknowledging that Bigfoot is elusive?
Yes. Okay. Yes, Bigfoot is very elusive.
Do you think he's fast? I mean, if he's a like 9 foot biped, he could run like a 3.5 40. For
that's three bipeds for you now.
Sign him up.
Thank you.
Yeah, he. Everything I know is that they are very fast.
No, wait though. Wow. They'd have to mate, right? So
there has to be a species of Bigfoot. That's why a lot of people feel there is no Bigfoot because there's not just one.
What's the gestation period? Because that Bigfoot lady is not going to be that fast if she's pregnant.
Oh, that's a great point. Yeah, what about a pregnant Bigfoot?
You think they would hunker down?
Yeah, you would think they'd hunker down, maybe a cedar swamp, something like that.
Yeah.
The biggest question that I have is, because of my background in hunting, is all animals have somewhat of a home range. I'm working towards trying to figure out what a home range is for a Bigfoot.
Oh, like how far they travel?
Right.
You think that Mama Bigfoot, though, if she's pregnant, she'd be laying out somewhere, and Bigfoot would be sort of patrolling the area, and he couldn't just run away.
You're going to come across a pregnant Bigfoot, and then he's going to come by and just devour you,
or just hit me on the top of the head like the gopher game.
What percentage chance are you? What percentage chance are you certain that Bigfoot exists?
I am 90% certain that Bigfoot 90%? Exists.
Where are the bones? Haven't they ever? Do they bury their deceased like we do as humans? I mean, how come we never find any bones?
It's a great question.
Okay.
They have a funeral, Bigfoot funerals.
Yeah. Or maybe they cremate them and spread them. It's something I started to look into early on. And how many bear carcasses have hunters ever found in the woods? Not many. Same thing with mountain lion carcasses.
But some.
What do bears do when bears die? Do they bury them or do they cremate them?
You've never been to a bear funeral?
No, they
quite sad.
They die in,
especially when they're cubs.
They die in cedar swamps. They die in very acidic soil. So the bones don't last as long.
Wait, how do they always manage to die there?
Because they run and look for cover when they're dying.
What if there's no way like that?
When a hunter shoots a deer doesn't run out into the middle of the field or back to the guy's truck for him. It runs down into the deepest, darkest stuff it can find.
Gets away. It tries to hide.
Right.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
Because they think it's injured.
Do you know I saw a dead bear the other day?
You did?
Yeah, on the side of the road on Route 80.
A dead bear? A
dead black bear.
Rich, do you believe Tom when he says that?
How do you know it's not a baby Sasquatch, Tom?
It was a black bear.
I believe it.
You believe him? Okay.
It was in Ohio, Pennsylvania. It was like in the woods of Pennsylvania, coming out of the Nittany Mountains.
How close to the road was it?
Right there. Like if we weren't going so fast, we might have pulled over just to see what the heck.
Do you think it just passed away there, or do you think a car hit it?
I'm not sure.
Car hit it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, because it would have gone to some acidic area, right?
Right. I've seen bears get hit on the highway by semis.
I believe in using new knowledge.
And then they still try to get off the highway.
All right, stupid question. How come Sasquatch has never been hit by a car?
I'm sure they have. There's evidence where people who have hairs collected off their cars where they've grazed one or bumped one. There's other cars that have been totaled.
Yeah.
Really?
Once you get into some of the reports. Yeah.
And they say it looked like some 9-foot biped. It was crazy.
iPad
and then their insurance company says, you're crazy.
Well, maybe they're using the, you know, bipedal Sasquatch as an excuse for the accident.
Yeah, they're hammered or something.
Yeah.
But then you wouldn't, I don't know. Well, that's wild. You know, this is a great subject, and I got to say, I think you raised more interesting questions.
How do you catch one? If you do see them, how do you get them? What's your plan?
Just get a picture.
Befriend them?
My plan is picture some kind of photographic evidence that depending on who we're out in the field with, we've got people who have infrared, like FLIR units that have recording capabilities. We've got night vision with recording capabilities.
It'll be grainy, no matter what.
What about those motion detective
cameras running all the time?
Yeah, the motion detective cameras that hunters use. Yep, my father-in-law has a sweet one, catches bears on it all the time.
How about a sleep dart?
Yep.
You going to use a sleep dart?
I'm not going to use a sleep dart. I'm not going to put out the money to buy a tranquilizer gun and then have to guess on how much tranquilizer I need to
just shoot it.
Hit something off that's that big.
Who cares if it lives? Just shoot it.
Oh, I mean, as fast as he is, he'll track you down in no time.
It's Sasquatch, for crying out loud. Just kill it.
Mark,
what?
Okay, wait. Hold on. Sasquatch. On your just kill it thing, what happens if his DNA turns out to be more man than animal?
Yeah.
Yeah, Mark. What if he kills?
I don't think there's a legal precedent for half man DNA.
Now you murdered somebody, didn't just kill an animal.
I gotta say that might be worth the risk.
20 to 30 for manslaughter for Mark.
You'd go down in history as the guy that found Bigfoot.
No, you'd be down as the guy in history who killed a man,
half man,
right?
More man than half man. Bigfoot,
half man. You only serve half the time.
There's been people that have claimed to have shot them, and they're not so well liked.
Are they in jail?
Don't have the DNA to prove.
No, exactly. So just kill it. Right. I mean, you'd be the guy that found Bigfoot.
We want Bigfoot alive. We want to see him. We want to be friends.
We want to put him after you kill him out.
He's part of our species.
Of
we want to get to know him.
Of course,
integrate him.
Make sure you return
him special
it to the
ed.
Other, make sure you return the body to the other Bigfoot so they can have the proper burial.
Yeah, so they can have the
the cremation.
My thing is to answer questions for myself and then to get them recognized by science and. I'm not going to, and no one in my organization is going to kill one to do that.
I think having a body would be huge for science.
You bet they do.
Is that an organization, Jay? BLM? Yeah.
What if you just catch it and trap it? Do you think you can trap it?
It's flesh and blood, so it can be trapped.
Okay.
It's like a $6 million man, though. He'd get out any trap, wouldn't he?
it's a good possibility that anything we build is just going to split in half and walk away from.
That'd be amazing.
Wow. Why? We can trap elephants.
Yeah, but Bigfoot is a biped. Oh,
those are quad.
Elephants are quadpeds.
I'm just looking for bipeds.
Well, we trap bears all the time, right?
Hey, Rich, this is a fascinating subject. I really appreciate your time, and I definitely want to stay in touch and find out how your progress goes. And are you guys looking for funding? If anybody wants to, you know, help you guys fund your search for Bigfoot?
Yeah, we'll always take donations. We do sell T-shirts on our Facebook page.
Sweet.
Most of our T-shirt money we turn around, though, and put right back into, we make donations to the state parks and to local charities that deal with getting kids out.
What are you dealing with on the T-shirts?
It's nice revenue stream. T-shirts,
we've been getting them through Custom Ink, but
nice plug.
Well, it's the Upper Peninsula Bigfoot Sasquatch Research Organization. If anybody's looking to get an address or donate, send them a check.
Yep.
Or buy a T-shirt.
Everything is all right there on our Facebook page, all the contact information.
What's the Facebook page listed under? Is it Upper Peninsula Bigfoot Research Organization?
It's Upper Peninsula Bigfoot Sasquatch Research Organization, or if you're typing it in as a URL, it's facebook.com/UPBSRO.
BSRO. Great. Hey, Rich, good luck.
I hope you find them. I really do.
All right. Thank you.
Nice talking to you.
Man.
Nice
Bye-bye.
Talking to you guys.
See you, Rich.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
How cool would that be if you found him?
Be awesome. Why
you want to shoot him?
Oh, come on, though.
Yeah, Mark, you want to take out fellow man?
Half man. We don't even know. We don't even know the DNA makeup.
I was not expecting that answer, by the way.
Probably nicer
I wasn't either. Couldn't you just say, I thought it was a bear?
I think
What's
so.
What's this 9 foot? Wait, what man has been 9 feet tall?
I mean,
I think that's a reason. Get
him on a basketball team. Why is somebody recruiting this guy?
How about me seeing a dead black bear the other day?
You can't shoot from the outside.
That's something. I never saw one.
Terrible free throw.
He doesn't have to. He dunks everything. You just throw it into him.
I've seen Harry and the Hendersons.
Alley oops all game. Where did you see a bear, Maz?
In Pennsylvania on driving to 80, driving to Jersey.
How far from the road?
Right there.
He must have been hit by a car, right?
He had to have been.
Jesus.
Did the girls care?
They were sleeping.
Yeah, of course.
Would you have told him that he was just taking a nap?
I would have. I'm like, I saw him move, girls. I saw him. They would have felt a lot better.
They're old enough to know.
No, but I want to know. I want to say to myself that he was taking a nap. That broke my heart.
You think bears commonly take naps by the highway?
The girls are having the same conversation right now. Just tell Dad he's moved, he saw him move.
Dad is very, very much. I'm more sensitive than the average bear. That's for sure.
Dad would be so upset.
You know, there are some bears that have trouble sleeping, so they like the drone of highway noise to take a nap by.
Hey, I'm the same way. I need the TV on every night.
Don't you hate seeing a dead animal?
I hate it. No, I
hate
do.
It.
A dead dog.
Circle of my life. God.
Horrible.
Well, dogs are different.
God. Horrible. They're our best friends.
Do you get sad when you see a deer?
Yes.
Really?
I totally.
Yeah, I don't like seeing a deer either.
Nobody that likes to see it, but I mean.
No, it breaks my heart.
It breaks my
heart. It does.
I got to bring something up because Jay brought this in today from the Daily Mirror. Cinnabon.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Is getting crap for a Carrie Fisher RIP.
Yep.
Where they're saying, Carrie Fisher, you'll always have the best buns in the galaxy.
Yep.
And
what's wrong with that?
Oh, it's in such poor taste. So they're getting pounded on social media.
Just like Steve Martin.
As did Steve Martin. Yeah,
that was terrible.
The Steve Martin thing was the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
That was nice what he said about it.
It was very nice. That's what you can't compliment a woman on how she looks now.
Hey, people suck. People suck.
Did you see the Steve Martin
story? That's a small... No, what did he say about it?
He said, when I first saw Carrie Fisher, I thought she was the most beautiful woman I'd ever seen. Yeah. Then I found out how brilliant she was and
on
how...
On top of it all.
Yeah, exactly.
What's wrong with that?
They made him...
Nothing.
They abused
People said,
the shit out of him.
I think she would have appreciated it.
He actually
it
took the tweet down because he took so much crap for it.
So you can't say a woman is beautiful?
Nope. I guess not.
What if he said that about George Michael? Like, George Michael was one of the most beautiful men he ever saw, even though he's not sexually attracted to it. Is that allowed?
Oh, I'm sure. People love it.
Poor George.
I don't know.
Poor George.
I don't know.
How about we talked about George Michael the last time I was on, and then what happens? He dies like a week later.
We did.
Why are we talking about George
Michael? Weeks later. I brought up Last Christmas as one of the most,
that's right.
Most popular. You hear it constantly on the channels, no matter what Christmas channel you put on. That's the one.
And then he had his Last Christmas.
Yes, he did. He did. Who knew he was a heroin addict? Who knew?
It truly was.
his last Christmas.
Truly was.
Yeah, and his boyfriend was sleeping in the car?
Yeah.
Why was he? I didn't get why he was sleeping in the car.
I didn't get that either.
I guess they were mad at each other.
And somebody hacked his Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
He was claiming that he killed himself. It was a suicide.
Yeah.
It was a hacker.
Well, his former gay lover is telling all, which isn't that a little
Kenny Goss?
Isn't that a little redundant? No, Sham Ibrahim.
I don't even know who that is. I don't know who that is.
Let's see. George Michael's life was a whirlwind of drug use, orgies, and clandestine hookups with other men. Duh. So what?
He admitted that.
Yeah, I know. George definitely seemed to have an addiction to sex, as well as drugs, Sham Ibrahim told Radar Online.
Who's this guy? I haven't heard of this guy.
One of his lovers. I remember that guy's name.
I first worked with George in the 2002 video Freak.
But he was with Kenny Goss then.
During shooting of the video, we became extremely flirtatious with each other. I hit on him, and he was very responsive. After the video shoot, I was invited by George to a private party held by someone who was working production for the shoot. When George arrived at the party, he was high as a kite. A lot of people at the party were doing drugs, including cocaine and weed. People were doing weed. When George arrived, I directed him to the bedroom. He came in there to hook up with me. We got naked and messed around for a while. According to Ibrahim, who still is close with George's friends and colleagues, practically everybody around him knew he was a drug user, just out of control. His friends told me that George sometimes smoked up to 25 joints a day.
Yeah, I heard. There was not much argument about that.
Yeah.
25 joints a day.
Yeah. It's like one an hour. I don't know. Well, he wasn't doing a lot of work, really.
How did he walk? Yeah. I said. Oh. My work.
Well.
I can't wait until it's Christmas again. I love that song.
Oh, my God. It is cute. Oh, you just ended Christmas yesterday.
Are you joking?
No, yeah, I love that song.
It just went by.
I know.
If you go to the mall, there's some mall stuff.
I know, but I miss it.
Ibrahim also said,
"Miss Christmas music.
It breaks my heart worse than animals. Seeing Christmas trees thrown out.
You can God.
I hate it. I hate seeing trees on the sidewalks.
We need to get you some help, man.
I do need
help.
I'm worried about you.
Why?
What? You should.
You shouldn't be upset by these things.
I'm at a low point. What can I tell you?
You want Christmas to be here again?
Tom, are your decorations still up?
Yeah, my decorations will be up.
Ours are already all put away.
My icicle lights will be on through February.
Why? February?
We call it the winter spectacular.
When do you put that's different. When do you put the tree away?
The tree will last a couple of weeks into the playoffs.
I tell you, I can't even stand hearing a Christmas song on the 26th.
No, there's a reason.
It's over. Get
off. Suck. There's not a good Christmas song.
We just heard one.
No, okay, are you going to play that in the middle of June?
I would.
So yeah. If you got in your car and like last Christmas on the radio, you'd
I'd pump it up.
It.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
No, you just like it because you hear it like once a year.
Maybe.
This
is good.
You just like any song with the word Christmas in it. Oh.
Hey Mark, is today your birthday?
No.
Tomorrow.
Maybe.
Who said it was my birthday? Yesterday.
Oh, your birthday is Halloween.
Was allegedly my birthday. And
Mark's happy birthday tomorrow.
Wishing
happy
me
birthday,
happy birthday,
Mark. It just hit me that it's January 3rd already coming up.
Well, when the Rose Bowl's played on the 2nd, it kind of messes up everybody's calendar, right?
I'm sorry. I would have brought you a present today.
It's okay.
With me.
I don't want anything.
This seems like the biggest sporgy.
Here.
Oh, thanks. I'm good, thank
you. Doesn't this seem like a ridiculous, endless sport?
Oh, it's been great.
I mean, the outdoor hockey game yesterday.
And today.
It will not stop.
Did you see Mantha's tying goal with about
not.
1 second left?
No, they were down 4-1 and they scored 3 goals.
Oh, it was incredible. Well, 2 in the last minute and a half.
Yeah. Oh, 2 in the last minute and a half?
The goalie pulled, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Wow. And then they lose in overtime.
Well, Austin Matthews.
On a weak
phenomenal.
Shot. Weak shot.
Billy Gilman sang the national anthem.
He was horrible.
Why was Billy Gilman singing the national anthem?
NBC. The Voice.
Facebook post about that.
Oh, really?
Oh, we did, yeah.
But the Canadian cowboy that did the Canadian national anthem.
I heard. Mark said he was pretty sexy.
He thought he was sexy.
He was hot.
He thought he was sexy. And he was trying to do the sexiest version of O Canada.
Of O Canada? That's the least sexy song of all time.
Well, it is until you start at O Canada. He was that low.
Yeah.
Oh man! I want to see this. I've never seen anyone attempt to be hot while singing "O Canada."
He's saying it's so
amazing.
Quick. Man. I never heard it sang so
he blew
quick.
Through it really fast.
Yeah, he blew through it.
That's got to be the weirdest thing since that Wayne Gretzky version of O Canada.
That I loved.
That I loved.
Oh, my God. I thought it was so stupid.
Oh, I thought it was so... I got the chills thinking about it.
Chills.
I do.
Jay, can you access that?
Because
the Wayne Gretzky
they changed,
retiring version yes. of O Canada?
Because it was... that. Yes. I can't
it's,
help it.
It's their national anthem. Their country
State,
is not based on
one.
Wayne Gretzky in hockey.
I thought they just broke a big touchdown.
Partial wow. score.
Look at that. They are back. James Franklin.
Of course, as you're hearing this, you know the final scores.
I know.
You can try and... If you don't know anything else about the game, now you're learning about the...
Look forward to a big play.
The guts of it.
In the third quarter.
Thanks to Tom Mantoway and his partial scores.
Wait, which one are you playing here? Are you playing away
a Wayne Gretzky? I'll take either version.
Oh,
I'm fascinated
yesterday's.
By both. Because I can't believe somebody would try to be hot singing O Canada. That's just bizarre to me.
I'll find it.
But the Wayne Gretzky version was so stupid.
You know, I'm surprised. How come people weren't mad at that the United States anthem when they changed it? You know, we're so...
No, I know. I would think people would be pissed.
Nobody cared.
Well, because it was Wayne Gretzky.
Here's Dean Brody. Wait. I need my plug, Tom.
Dean Brody is the Canadian cowboy?
Who thinks he's super hot.
I gotta see this.
Ugh. Here we go.
Heads up.
All right. You got me?
Yep.
He thinks he's Kid Rock.
This is someone doing it from the crowd. Balls.
Damn it, Mark.
Fine, I'll find the NBC version. Hang on. There was Gilman, though.
There were two versions?
Well, Gilman did the U.S. version. Here's Gilman.
We don't want the U.S. version.
Ladies and gentlemen, please rise for the singing of the anthems as today's colors are presented. Winning double
Gilman's
platinum
getting huge
hit,
again.
One voice. He made his return as a favorite on NBC's The Voice.
Oh, does he think
to
he's
see the
hot.
American National Anthem.
Where's the leather pants, Gilman?
He's got a leather jacket, though.
And what's with the haircut with the sides completely
Can
shaved virtually and then really long on top, but it's not a mohawk?
Yeah. It's the alt-right haircut. What's the guy, Spencer, who leads the alt-right? He has the same haircut.
Yeah. I'm predicting not much of a career rebirth, by the way, thanks to his voice. I just don't think it's going to do much for him. I don't know why. I like him, too. I really felt for him.
Who do you like, Gilman?
I thought he was a good guy. I mean, I felt bad for him. He went through a lot.
What did he go through?
Mean radio people wanting to de-pants him.
Yeah, he was 11. He was wearing leather pants, and I threatened to de-pants him for years. But then I found out he was on The Voice this year, and he'd been through. He completely lost his record deal when he was like 13. His voice changed, and he lost everything. Went completely bankrupt, and somebody ripped him off, and he figured out he was gay when he was 16. He was afraid to tell his parents till he was like 24, so he went through all that misery. And he's a good guy. He's all right. I just don't think he's that great.
He's singing this pretty good.
I'm totally focused on his haircut now. Do you realize the length of the sides and back of his head match the length of his beard?
Yes. All right, listen. Let's hear the finish here.
Is this O Canada?
No, this is still U.S.
Okay. Where are my cans on? I think that guy thinks he's hot.
The sign language guy.
Yes.
Meh. You can have it, Tom. I don't think it's the best version.
Oh, knock it off, Gilman. Jesus.
Ugh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Gilman.
Here comes the Canadian cowboy.
I gotta find a better.
Oh, you just find a Canadian cowboy?
Damn it!
Here, let's try this. Already waiting.
You got him, Jay?
Ladies and gentlemen, Billy Gilman.
This is Gretzky. Should be.
Who's singing this one for Gretzky? Is it in Edmonton?
No one famous.
It's in Edmonton, right?
No. This was in New York.
Oh,
New York. With the Rangers, right?
Yes.
This is terrible.
This was really good. Really good.
This is beyond dumb.
Oh, we gotta listen to the whole thing, too.
Oh, come on. Can we fast forward through the anthem? We just heard this fucking song.
Sorry. True.
We do not need two national anthems. We didn't even need one.
We're talking. Be patriotic.
Oh, please.
Patreon.
Yeah.
Can't we fast forward through this?
Just to the Wayne Gretzky
song. I just want to hear the stupid Wayne Gretzky song. That's all I wanted.
All right, here we go.
I'm not a fan of this guy's performance either, by the way.
He just talked over the Wayne Gretzky.
Is this Hell Canada?
No, this is
the Wayne Gretzky.
No.
Back it up a little.
It's one little switch. Wait till you hear Hell Canada. That's equally dumb, though. That's like the Cubs during the anthem. Lindsay, in the home of the Cubs!
Yeah. Can you find Dean Brody singing? Isn't this Brian Adams doing it? Wasn't it?
I think it is.
Where was this?
I forgot it was Brian Adams.
Oh. Same game, Tom. They did it twice, back to back.
Don't yell at me.
I'm just telling you what happened.
They did both versions because Wayne Gretzky's in the game.
It's his last game.
From far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on.
Is this the version?
Yes.
Okay.
God keep our land glorious and free. We're gonna miss you, Wayne Gretzky.
Oh, God.
Oh, Canada, we stand on guard for thee.
Stupid.
Do you have chills, Tom?
I do. Totally do.
Well, be prepared for more chills.
Anytime I question stuff like this, I just have to remember it's for people like Tom.
I know. Now,
what's
Tom,
wrong with people like
Tom
me?
Will have chills here. Drew, you're gonna laugh your ass off. Watch this highlight.
Is this Mr. Hot stuff.
No, watch your highlight. This is a highlight from the Rose Bowl here.
Okay.
Penn State just took the lead, but there's something else that happened in the game.
The Trojans and tackled at the 26 as we welcome in Keith Jackson. This is your first Rose Bowl you've attended since that USC Texas Classic. What brought you back today, Keith?
First any game, Wow.
Well, thanks for dressing up today, Keith.
You get a special feel for these two programs being in this great stage.
Well, I sort of had a feeling after the 56 years that was enough, so I went and sat down in a rocking chair and stayed there for 6 years.
Well, it's great to have you. And then you said that you got a feel
for making fun of himself.
The fact that they are here, a rare appearance.
A little worried for Keith.
We did a lot of Big Ten games and a lot of Penn State games, and Penn State has, in my mind at least, they're a team that plays hard. They play hard.
They lost the timbre in his voice.
And if you're going to beat them, you're going to have to.
You know, I had a lunch the other day with Mr. Bob Greasy.
He sounds like he reminds you of Billy Bob Thornton when he's banging Halle Berry in Monsters Ball.
Feel good!
What a callback that was. Can anybody play that, please?
Oh, my God, Keith.
I'm a little worried for Keith. This might be his last Rose Bowl.
Oh, my God. That could have been his last lunch with Bob Greasy.
I know. Maybe Bob poisoned him. Sounded pretty frail.
Keith!
Yes, Bob Greasy definitely put something in his food.
See what you did to Keith, Drew? You talked bad about him the other night about the Gator Bowl. Look at him now.
I bet you Herb Street's asking him right now,
how come you never said anything when Woody Hayes put Charlie Bowman?
He should. I would. All right, we're going to do two parts tonight.
Oh, goodness.
Because we're supposed to.
Oh, my goodness.
So here's the end of part one, and we'll see you in part two.
See ya!